This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've said many times on this show and on different interviews or whatever that you're going to know when things are changing for President Trump. And it begins with leftists admitting Trump truths. Some started early. People like Jennifer Garner. Remember, she was married to Ben Affleck. She came out and said, look, you need to give this guy a chance. Kind of went out on a limb a little bit. They say things and they back up a little bit, but they test the water periodically. It's not very many of them, because let's face it, Hollywood is not replete with male genitalia. You know what I'm saying? But occasionally they do. And here's what's funny: the Mark Ruffalos, the Robert De Niros, and all that—they know you're right. You know, when they come out and they're like, "It's so mad." I mean, they are fighting mad. You know why? It isn't because they know you're right. That's why they're so angry. It's like, those stupid people that voted for Trump got it right, and I don't want her to be right. And they're whiny because they don't want you to be right. They hate being wrong. It's a double-edged sword. It's kind of like me. I say, you know, the only thing I hate worse than losing is not winning. It's a double-edged sword. Leftists hate admitting you got it right. Truths, these are Trump truths, make Obama look like a child. They went all in. I want you to understand how bad this is from a psychological point of view. Barack Obama was perfect. What's his name? Chris Matthews? He said it. We played that clip the other day. We should play that clip every day. By the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Another one. But anyway, these people are going to start admitting that the president is right. They've already said it on this bombing of Soleimani. They said, well, you know, nobody's going to lose any sleep over it, but. Well, there is no but. Buttigieg goes, he needs a strategy. Well, I've already told you the strategy. Chuck Schumer says, he should have told us. But they're going, there's no reason for him to tell you. And knowing what the president has been through, we're not surprised he's not telling you. Donald Trump's got it all on his side. If he were an evil person, he could do a lot of damage to the Democrats right now. If he were evil. This guy's so tempered. I mean, I'm shocked at how tempered he is. But I don't want to lose sight of what I want to talk about here, which is people will start to change. Let me ask you this. Forget the celebrities. Forget the media pundits. Do you know anybody that's changed? Because I talked the other day about a woman who's on my Twitter feed, a black woman, and she says, I showed some friends of mine 13 hours, and they said, how do we sign up to be Republicans? They're done with the Democratic Party. Friend of mine, Jack Brewer, NFL football player, Jack says, I'm done with the Democrat Party. Trump's going to get a lot of the vote. Isaiah Washington, an acquaintance, sent me a note. Isaiah, as you know, left the Democratic Party. He's now for Trump and many others. And let me tell you, folks, these are not outliers. This is what's happening. The reason why Jack said, Jack Brewer, minimum of 20% of black vote for Trump, polls are saying 34%. One had him at 34.5%. You think it's by accident? It's not going to take a lot more of the black voter, the Latino vote, or the Generation Z voter, the millennial vote, or the women vote, the young women vote particularly, the independents to get this thing shifted over. Why do you think the Democrats are so panicked? So there was a roundtable discussion, and Major Garrett of CBS gave Trump the praise. He touted Trump for funding historically black colleges and universities. Recall, one of President Trump's first acts as president was he invited the HBCU presidents to the White House and said, we're going to give you the money to keep your schools going. I'm not actually for this. I think they should, you know, other than the historical element of those colleges, I think kids should just go to college. Not black college or white college or whatever. They should go to college. And colleges should be relatively equal. Now, if you want to say, no, Kev, there are people that want to specialize. Okay, Votech, specialized schools, love them. You want to just be a hairdresser. You want to be a steel worker. Go to those schools. I'm cool with that. You say, you know, I just want to get enough of an education to understand business, but I'm not trying to, you know, get a business degree. I can get an operations manager. I get it. Everybody doesn't need to go to Harvard. But let's understand where we are and what we want to help to finance and so on and so forth. But anyway, Major Garrett said, you got to give Donald Trump props. I could go into all the things that happened with HBCUs, but here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump gave a heck of a lot more money to HBCUs than Barack Obama. And in fact, people, I'll read this for you real quick. The relationship between the nation's first black president and the nation's historically black colleges and universities got off to a rocky start. Just months after taking office in 2009, President Barack Obama did not push to renew a temporary $85 million pot of money earmarked for HBCUs by Republican predecessor George Bush. The move by the new president left many college leaders indignant. Why is it that a recalcitrant Bush would do more for HBCUs than an ostensibly sympathetic Obama would, wrote economist Julian Malyoe, then president of North Carolina's Bennett College? The Obama administration was quick to point out that it had opted instead to put a larger sum into the general grants programs that made federal money, put it into the coffers of the nation's institution of higher learning, higher education, including HBCUs, while easing the financial burden on students. Well, let me tell you, what Donald Trump did didn't need any clarification. This group, WUSA, we went straight to the Department of Education, and according to records, Trump gave the most to historically black colleges and institutions for both undergraduate and graduate studies, a record that Obama held in 2010. But in 2018, Trump appropriated more than $360 million, $32 million more than Obama. So we can verify Trump has spent more money than any other president on HBCUs. And Major Garrett of CBS pointed this out. Such a racist this Donald Trump is. Let me tell you something, folks. You know how many kids go to HBCUs? You know how many HBCU presidents are going, y'all need to stop talking negative about Donald Trump? We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's not just going to happen. It is happening. You're watching many, many people on the left get woke. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later this hour, but you're watching it occur. And here's what's interesting. If you're paying attention, if you're really looking, I'm talking about talking to the people around you, starting up little conversations, looking at the undercurrents of media headlines and what have you, you'll see Donald Trump is winning over many people. It isn't just Brandon Straka's walkaway movement. It isn't just the polling of blacks. I said, maybe I said it on the program. I know I probably did, but because I speak a lot, obviously. But I know I wrote about it, and I said there's not a demographic group that we consistently lose as Republicans and conservatives who is not more in support of Donald Trump now than they were in 2016. Not a single group, not black women, not women in general, not educated women, not blue-collar workers, not blacks, not Latinos, not Generation Z, not millennials, none of them. Every one of those groups is now moving to, and I'm not saying mass migration, but in other words, they're all now going, wait a minute, let's take a look at this. Why? What's going on here? We can't believe everything we've been told. I go back to this very simple thing I ask quite a few times on the program. Did you think fake news was going to stick? When is the last time a Republican made a statement and it stuck? It became part of the lexicon. I can't remember. But fake news stuck. I remember when Donald Trump said it. And I was like, fake news, whatever, you know. And it isn't that I didn't believe that it was fake news. I just kind of blew it off. I wasn't thinking, is this going to have a lasting impact? It's got a lasting impact, folks. A lasting impact. And you are watching so much of this come out to where there's nowhere for the left to go except to make this migration to go, you know what? We've been fooled. I was just looking at some of the clips that we played a while back, and I'll give you a couple to think about. Comey defining spying. Remember when he gave that torturous definition of spying? Do we have that clip?
With respect to Barr's comments, I really don't know what he's talking about. When he talks about spying on the campaign, it's concerning because the FBI and the Department of Justice conduct court-ordered electronic surveillance. I have never thought of that as spying.
Now, Comey's referring to the FISA courts that we now know spied on the president based on erroneous information. But he still likes to use the technicality. He doesn't see it as spying because they did get the court order. So what? It was fruit of a poison tree. Doesn't matter. It wasn't really spying. See, people are seeing through this stuff. The cover-ups. The fake narratives of Trump colluding with Russia and Ukraine when we know for a fact that the Democrats were colluding with Russia and Joe Biden was the one who was extorting Ukraine. This is so crazy. We have this clip from Biden in 2008 for Brokaw interviewing Biden about his son in 2008. Let's play that.
Your son being hired at school by a big company here in Delaware that is in the credit card business, MBNA. He got about $100,000 a year, as I recall. You received $214,000 in campaign contributions from the company and from its employees. At the same time, you were fighting for a bankruptcy bill that MBNA really wanted to get passed through the Senate, making it much tougher for everyone to file bankruptcy. Senator Obama was opposed to the bill. Among other things, you couldn't, in fact, claim that you had a problem because of big medical bills. You voted against an amendment that would call for a warning on predatory lending. You also called for, you opposed efforts to strengthen the protection of people in bankruptcy. This has been an issue that you've heard about before. Your son was working for the company at the same time. In retrospect, wasn't it inappropriate for someone like you, in the middle of all this, to have your son collecting money from this big credit card company while you're on the floor protecting its interests?
Absolutely not. My son graduated from Yale Law School. The starting salary in Wall Street was $140,000 a year if he went to a lawyer. Options he had. He came home to work for a bank. Surprise, surprise.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So Biden's right. His son graduated, could have gotten a job, some Yale Law School, got $100,000 from a local company, came home to work, and the average salary was higher than his, yada, yada, yada. He's exactly right. Now, I don't know whether this kid had a crack problem but in Yale, but if he graduated Yale and he had decent grades and all that, yeah, 100 grand's probably was average for the time. But then, what about your $214,000 in campaign contributions? And moreover, what about the work you did on behalf of that company in legislation? See, that's where things get a little sticky for Joe. But I'm not even going to focus on Joe Biden, because my bigger picture is that people are getting woke. They're watching what's happening around here. Let me give you some other things to think about. Gavin Newsom blames Donald Trump for California's homelessness. Can you believe that? What about Andrew McCabe admitting that he lied under oath? Let's refer back to what the Comey clip where he says, you know, it's not really spying when you get a court order. What about if that court order is a lie? We got McCabe now who's admitting this. I could give you other clips where Biden essentially got bailouts and did more pay for play and on and on. What I'm getting at, folks, is you are becoming the authority. It's no longer Hollywood. It's no longer the media pundits. You are becoming the authority. And your steadfastness, your stickiness to the president and what his agenda is, because you know, look, we don't agree with everything, but his agenda is so crystal clear, his heart so pure in what he wants to accomplish, though it may not always jive with what you want, people are getting it. They're becoming woke. And as opposed to believing the Hollywood's, people and the entertainers and these folks, you have gained a level of credibility. I mean, I don't have a look at my Q index. It's pretty low. But I'll tell you this, I have a pretty good level of credibility. I'm not overly well known anymore, but when I talk about things, people go, you know, that kid makes sense. Older people look to me for advice. Kevin, listen, can I pull you aside and pick your brain on such and such? Anyway, I got to take a short break. We got more coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers across the United States added 225,000 jobs last month, smashing what economists had predicted, which was 158,000 jobs to be added in the month of January. President Trump reacts to the latest jobs report.
We just came out with fantastic job numbers. I think it was 230,000 or something thereabouts, which was much higher than projection. So jobs continue to be great. Our country continues to do great. I'm now going to North Carolina. Some of you maybe are coming, but the jobs report just came out, and it's great.
Severe storms are claiming the lives and causing trouble in the South. At least five people have died because of the storms. They were in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Possible or confirmed tornadoes were spotted in Virginia, Maryland, Florida, and Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Running behind on the news, folks. Things move too fast for the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Why is that? Why? Because this is a difficult job. It isn't difficult in the sense that we're just all sitting around smoking a cigar, having a cocktail, and talking about stuff. That's the way I view what I do. But it's difficult because the topics and the conversations are so, I mean, you know, what's relevant? What's important? What's important to me may not be as important to you and vice versa. And there's stuff that you've heard. I mean, you are getting news from a variety of sources. Shame on you. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, you do. You're getting inputs all the time now. Things move very, very quickly. And so what happens is, and this is the way I kind of view the program, you stop periodically and say, I wonder what Kevin's take is. And I appreciate that. Thank you for that. It's very flattering to know that you're out there going, because people write to me. They go, Kevin, I heard this story, man, but I wanted to hear what you had to say. That's flattering. It really is. I appreciate it more than I can even acknowledge. But well, when we're looking at stuff, we're looking at, okay, what's relevant? Obviously, when President Trump kills Soleimani, it's relevant. You got to talk about it. But there's so much, look, there's the knee-jerk response of, oh my gosh, what, you know, and then there's all, what are the Democrats going to say or do? And then I start thinking about that. Then what are the repercussions of this? What's going to be Trump's next move? What's going to, and so I tend to wait and sort of let the dust settle. Now, I know it may be frustrating to some because people want their news when they want. Great. You know, there's a reason why people read Sports Illustrated. There's a reason why people read magazines. Because a magazine has to go to print. By the time it goes to print and it's at the supermarket thing or at the airport kiosk, well, guess what? The news is old. And so something in there has to keep your interest. Somebody has to say, look, here's my opinion, and here's is based on that. And that's why I think you listen to the program, and that's why what we do. But I'm telling you, news is, there's crazy news. I mean, just stuff that happens that you're going, what? And then there's news that I think has a bigger message, which is what I personally like to talk about. The little thing that happens that you go, boy, that's really funny. You know, it's got that deeper message under it that is buried inside of that humor. And I love those stories because that's, in my opinion, what separates my program from many of the others.
The little, the morsel of aha that makes you go, that was kind of fun. And then you go, yeah, it was funny, but it wasn't funny in this respect. And you're like, oh, wow, I had no idea this thing had a deeper message. Anyway, one of these stories has to do with the Golden Globes. I remember the advertisements over the weekend leading up to the Golden Globes. And I know we're into the week, but I wanted to talk about it. Because I think there's a deeper message. And I've been saying for some time, we put way too much clout in celebrity endorsements. I mean, it's funny. I watch celebrity endorsements. Martin Sheen, he's bottom feeding now. He's doing some celebrity endorsement for some new app. A thing where you can get your medicines cheaper. And I thought to myself, does that make me want to get it? It may draw my attention like, boy, you know, Martin Sheen sure is, you know, where's he been? You know, when you get relegated to where you're doing infomercials kind of stuff, you're going, boy, a career must be taking a hit. So, but I don't think it influences you or me to go. In fact, I'll tell you something. I won't get a Capital One card because they use Thomas Jackson, whatever, Samuel L. Jackson. I won't get a Capital One card. There are many products and services I will not use or get. I sent a letter to Infinity. I bought my Infinity before Stephen Curry was the spokesperson. And I sent a letter to him saying, I will not buy another Infinity if he remains your spokesperson. Now, I may be the only person that did it, but I sent it. I haven't seen his commercials. I'm not telling you they took him off because of me. They took him off because he's a terrible spokesperson. Steph Curry does not make me want to buy anything. Now, I will admit, Shaq does make me want to think about getting the General's insurance. That dude is funny. But Shaq is a cool cat. He's remained non-political, and he does draw attention to a product. I get the reason for celebrity endorsements. But I got to tell you, the minute I saw this new film coming out with Jamie Foxx, I ain't going to see it. I won't see a film with Jamie Foxx as a lead actor. It's tough to boycott Hollywood because, you know, they do make occasionally good films. And sometimes it's a good person that you want to see balanced with 15 people that you hate. You got to make a decision. But my decision is pretty much I don't do anything with Hollywood unless it comes onto my TV. I don't rent their movies. I don't go to their movies. You name it. But anyway, here's what I want to talk about. Comedian Ricky Gervais, I don't know whether he was the host of the Golden Globes, but he had this to say, and it was so poignant that I just wanted you to hear it.
Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So...
That was deep. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Ricky Gervais, comedian. And I'm going to tell you something. He's not kidding. you can tell in his body language. I don't know if you see the video clip, but you can certainly hear. Think about what he's saying and who he's saying it to. And I don't know if you could hear, but there's this tepid, like, this very uncomfortable, like, are these jokes? Are we supposed to be laughing? And occasionally one person clap or whatever. It is that undercurrent within Hollywood that goes, we know you're right, but we want to feel like we're more relevant. I say to you people all the time that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm not lecturing you, but I'm going to tell you what I say. I say, if you want to give somebody more credibility in your life because they can play other characters or because melodic sounds come out of their voice, shame on you. Oh, my God. Beyonce, she is so talented. I got to listen to what she says. No, you don't. She can sing. Maybe she can dance. But her opinion is probably based on nonsense. It has less credibility than that of a 12-year-old. And yet we see these people. I tell you, I don't know when this occurred for me, or I don't know if it happens in your life. I don't give a crap about movie stars. I give a crap about people. Like, one of my goals is to meet Bo Jackson. One of my friends is a good friend of his, so it'll happen. You don't know why? Because I admire his athleticism. That's it. When I was an athlete, and I was a really good athlete, I would look at Bo and go, man, I'm a good athlete. He's a great athlete. And I just wanted to pick his brain and live inside of his mind for just a split second to say, boy, when did you notice that you were above and beyond? I can tell you my story. When I was a little kid, my grandmother, we would go to the ball game, and my brother was traveling. We were on a travel team. I don't know if you want to call it that, but he made the All-Star team one year, and I didn't. And so I was in the parking lot. And now, I knew this early on, but I was in a parking lot, and a bunch of kids were goofing off, you know, teenage kids. I was probably 10 years old, I'm guessing, maybe 11. And these teenage kids were running and, you know, doing stuff, and other little kids were racing, and I was racing these little kids that were my age and just dusting them off. So these teenage kids come up and go, man, you're pretty fast. Wait, let's race you. And I raced these teenage kids, and I'm talking about, it was on a white gravel road. I'll never forget this. And I was running so fast that a trail, it looked like a road runner. There was a trail of white dust, and I was dusting, literally dusting these 13, 14-year-old kids. And I remember the parents going, who is this kid? And they stopped watching the ball game, and they were watching our races. That's when I went, boy, I'm pretty fast. You know, you have a revelation about it. I don't know when Bo Jackson went, you know what, I'm stronger than the average kid or whatever, which, by the way, I was too. I remember lifting 150 pounds with one arm over my head, I was having a conversation with my brother-in-law. I was just like, boop. I popped it up, and he looked, this dude's like 220 pounds. He looked at like, how did you just do that? And I was like, I was bored listening to you. Anyway, let me get back to this subject. Ricky Gervais says, you say you're woke. You've got Apple, Amazon, and Disney who are essentially running sweatshops. He says, if ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent. You know nothing about the real world. Good for Ricky Gervais for lecturing these clowns. That's a big step in Hollywood, and I warned you guys earlier, that is going to be
telling. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a lot of buzz about the fake news. You were the subject of a fake news story.
Well, yeah, what'd they say? I'm running for president. No, I voted. No, what'd they say?
You switched. What do you make of all of the fake news and it affects
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
What do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to be to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS.
That was Denzel Washington. What a thinker. Man, I'd like to meet this guy, really. I did meet him, but it was at a ball game. His son played football on the development team for the Rams. And it was a quick, hey, Denzel, you know, hey, how you doing? But it wasn't a meet. I don't want to meet people like that. I want to have a conversation with him. Sharp guy. And anyway, the reason why I played this clip is because I was talking, and I wasn't even going to dedicate this much time to this subject, but like I said, it caught me. Because the first segment of this particular show broadcast, I talked about Major Garrett, who essentially said, look, you got to start giving Trump credit. And he was talking about HBCUs and what he's done for blacks. And I said to you guys, that's when you know that there's a crack. You know, when the Democrats start to compliment the president, when they start looking at his policies and going, wait a minute, this is working. I know things really set off the people that want to support President Trump. For example, bombing Soleimani. While that's a good thing, I guarantee you the news and the leftists are attacked. They're looking for ways to break you down. He's going to start a war. We warned you. And all this other stuff. And you have to understand, look, there are strategic moves you make. And you go out on a limb, but in order to change things, you've got to be a maverick. And that's what Donald Trump is. And so now you're getting people going, look, let's take a look at who we are. The clip I was looking for, my producers were looking for, was Denzel saying to his own people in Hollywood, look, we're actors. Don't get it twisted. Don't think you're bigger than who you are. And that comes on the heels of the Golden Globes. And again, I didn't think I was going to spend as much time on it, but I think there's a deeper meaning here. And Ricky Gervais essentially telling Hollywood, you need to stop and check yourselves. He's not just speaking to Hollywood. He's speaking to leftists. You seem to think people need to care about what you think about. It reminds me of a joke of a comedian. He says, if you want your disease to be cured, you better hope somebody in Hollywood gets it, right? Because then supposedly we're going to take a more serious look at it. But let me tell you something. Hollywood's been working on all kinds of diseases. You know, they come out with PSAs on bullying and PSAs on, and I know that's not a disease for the record, but PSAs on HPV or whatever. And there's no more money going to, nothing is happening. It's, you know what most of these PSAs and stuff really are? These guys getting caught doing stuff and they are forced to do PSAs with their agents. It isn't because they love the cause. But we give them so much credit. And I want to play this clip again because it's short, but it's Ricky Gervais during the Golden Globes. And I don't know how long this thing took, but you could tell there's a lead into it. And then he eventually says, just come up and accept your stinking award.
Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So...
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, I don't like Ricky Gervais for a few reasons. I mean, he's a funny guy, don't misunderstand me, but his politics up to this point, I haven't liked. Because he had been one of those. Here's the thing I say about entertainers, or anybody for that matter. If you have an opinion and you don't like somebody, I'm not going to fight you on it. If somebody has wronged you and you don't like them, but they've never wronged me and I don't have an opinion about it, I'm not going to be mad at you because you go, I don't like that guy. But you got to be able to give me a reason. Have you ever, you've met people that go, oh, man, I don't like that guy. And you go, why not? Oh, man, I don't even know, but I just don't like him. And you immediately think to yourself, well, you're probably jealous or whatever. That's the way I look at these celebrities. They don't know why they don't like us. They don't like us because of their own insecurities. You're talking about a place, Hollywood, where you want to talk dog-eat-dog, folks? Outside of politics, that is the most dog-eat-dog. Everybody's afraid of who's going to get the role, whose career is going to be ahead of the next guy, whatever. They live in a world of fear, a world of paranoia. And because of that, they trust nobody. They have a whole system of morals and ethics, which is to be amoral and unethical. That's the rule. As they say, honor among thieves. And what happens is they have to make themselves feel bigger than life. Feel like they matter more than you do. And they don't. They're one individual. And they become so warped. And that's what Ricky Gervais is saying. You, in his final statement where he says, you know nothing about the real world. You, my friends, that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are experts on the real world. That's why you picked Donald Trump. I'm not trying to make it about him. That's, you make the decisions you make in life because you do understand the real world. You understand that you need to budget, that things don't always last and go well. Hollywood doesn't understand that. I was listening to a comedian one time. He said, he goes, I was like in a bit role on a TV show. It was popular for a bit. He goes, I was making $20,000 a week. I'm talking about he did nothing. He sat, imagine sitting in a cafe, you know, or maybe making one statement every now and then. He was getting paid $20,000 a week. He goes, man, I didn't even know how to act. 80 grand a month. He says, all I got to show for it, he goes, I paid my parents' house off, which I'm happy that he did that. But he said, it was so distorted. And he goes, when this thing didn't get renewed the next season, here I was going, what the heck? I mean, 80,000 bucks a week to do nothing. We think union jobs are a big deal. But anyway, I want to go back to this because I keep coming back to, who do we put our faith in? Who do we have our kids put their faith in? Can your kids quote the great thinkers, the philosophers, or are they spitting stuff back at you from something some sports figure, some Holly weirdo said? Where are they getting this? It's kind of like, I tell people this all the time, running Seeking Educational Excellence, which is our charity for, you know, changing the education system. I tell people all the time, we brainwash our kids to say, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. I have three kids that went to college, one that is soon to be. And I'm sitting here thinking, I want him to go to college. But then there's a part of me that goes, well, wait a minute, do I? He probably needs to go. But do I want him to? I can honestly tell you, my fourth son will get the option of saying, you know what, Dad, I don't know that I want to go to college, and I won't freak out. We have these knee-jerk things that we do. We say, oh, a celebrity endorsed it. You ever see people, celebrity endorsement, when they do their average celebrity endorsement? They don't get ordinary people. I mean, who Victoria's Secret's modeling lingerie? Really? How many of us are married to Victoria's Secret's models? I mean, we certainly love our significant others. You know, how many of us are dating Victoria's Secret's model? You may be with somebody that's very lovely, very beautiful, but she's not a Victoria's Secret's model. But we depend on them to give us our information, and we're being fed it in such a way that I don't even think we pay attention anymore. So anyway, for Ricky Gervais to say this, I think it was mind-blowing. And it was a real wake-up call to Hollywood. And you can see it in their faces.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.